This is Galesburg's Evening News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. I sometimes joke about this, but as a native of Kewaunee and Henry County, I have to keep my so-called dual citizenship every now and then, which must mean that I have to tell you about a big Labor Day weekend festival in my hometown, and it's been going on for quite a long time, called Hog Days. And joining me on the line is Larry Flannery, the co-chairperson of the Hog Festival Committee in Kewaunee. Larry, how are you?
I'm wonderful, Will. It's nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you as always. First question, I think the same thing that people ask me all the time, I imagine they must ask you. How the heck is it that Kewaunee became the hog capital of the world?
Well, back in the late 1940s, we actually were the top hog-producing county in all of the United States of America. The Federal Department of Agriculture back then made note of that, proclaiming that we raised more hogs than any place else in America. And it was just a year or two after that that the state of Illinois then passed a resolution naming us the hog capital of the world. We took it upon ourselves way back then to hold a one-day celebration called Hog Day. And we sort of had a couple of different prototypes of that, and then we had a year where it wasn't held, and then finally in 1954, we were all on board to do an annual celebration, and we've been doing it ever since. This is our 64th year. So even though it actually started in the late 40s, 1954 is when the clock started ticking for us, and this is the 64th annual celebration.
What has made it popular all these years, do you think?
Wow. I'm guessing the variety and diversity. We have a charter, the organization that puts the festival on, called Hog Capital Barbecue. It's a totally volunteer organization. And our charter with the state of Illinois says that we are promoting the agricultural interests of the state through this fair festival that we do. And we do that with a barrow show and some other agricultural-related events that go on. But, of course, we also have carnival. We have live entertainment. We have a little bit of everything going on that makes it sort of a fun festival weekend for everybody.
Talk about schedule here, starting with that agriculture component that you were talking about.
We have the barrow show coming up this week at Black Hawk East College. And by the way, the barrow show was the very first event ever held way back in the 1940s when the Department of Agriculture proclaimed that we were the top hog-producing county. And to this day, we still have a barrow show every single year. So we're quite proud of that. That's going to be held at the Agriculture Center at Black Hawk East College. One of the items that isn't actually ag-related, but with the couple of minutes we have, I really wanted to make a point to promote, and that is in the parade this year, we're having the United States Marine Corps Band, and
wow,
we're really, really excited about this. They're coming from New Orleans, and they'll be marching in the parade on Saturday, and they've also agreed to do a mini-concert on our main stage afterwards. It's going to be at 5:30. You may recall, Will, the People's National Bank lot where we hold all the free entertainment throughout the Hogfest weekend.
Yeah, for folks out of town that may not know, that's pretty close to the train station in town. So if you can find the train station, you can find the main stage.
You're right across the street from the train station, yes. And they're going to be performing, and we're really, really looking forward to that.
What other entertainment do you have, Larry?
Oh, we have, and again, all the stage shows are free. That's one of the things that people sometimes are a little surprised to hear. But again, that's the pork chop sandwiches and things that we sell. That's where that money goes to. Friday night, we have a local group called Kayambi that has just released their second album. They're going to be performing at 7:30 Friday night. Saturday, we have the Marine Corps Band doing their mini concert at 5:30. Then at 7:30, we have the Neverly Brothers. They're the 70s, 80s group from Chicago. On Sunday, we have the River City Six out of the Quad Cities. They're a light jazz ensemble that will be performing. And then at 7:30 Sunday night, we have the Hillbilly Rock Stars. They're supposed to be a premier country western band out of Chicago that will be appearing. And then on Monday, we've started a new concept last year, and we're continuing it this year. It's called Welcome to the Kid Time. And we have a whole slew of activities planned in our main stage area throughout the day Monday that are all for youngsters or families or those that are young at heart. And we have the Girl Scouts rock climbing wall, and we have two different petting zoos, one that is just reptiles and one that's regular farm animals. We have face paint artists. We have a mini tractor pull. Several other things, too, and all of it is free, and all of it goes from about 11 to 3 during the day on Monday.
And that's in addition to the carnival all weekend. And give me a few seconds on the world's largest pork chop barbecue.
That also goes all weekend long, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And we have a little over 30,000 butterfly pork chops and pork patties that we're going to be grilling and serving. The butterflies are $3.50 a sandwich, and the pork patties are $2 a sandwich. And people usually marvel at that, saying, my gosh, that's so inexpensive for a sandwich. We have a firm line of thinking here with the Hog Festival Committee that we need to make enough money to keep the festival going year to year, but we're certainly not here to get rich, and all of us are volunteers on the committee. So we are able to set the sandwich price at a very reasonable level, and we have volunteers here, different organizations, pork producers that do the grilling for us, and proclaim it as the world's largest outdoor pork barbecue.
All right. And you have a website, too, correct?
Yes, www.KewaneeHogDays.com. You can see the details of the schedule, because obviously there's a lot of stuff here that you and I haven't touched on. We have mud volleyball. Mm-hmm. We have a bike ride tour. We have four different stampedes, we call them, hog stampedes,
yeah.
They're health fitness runs. We have a golf tournament going on for both men and women throughout the week, and lots of things going on. But you can get all the details at KewaneeHogDays.com, and then we also have a presence on Twitter and on Instagram.
All right, very good. And tell them, and get on the highway, go down Route 34, go to Kewaunee, and tell them Will sent you so I can continue to come into town unencumbered.
There you go.
Larry Flannery, co-chairman of the Hog Festival Committee in Kewaunee, thanks so much as always, and great success this year.
Thank you, Will.
All right. Again, Larry Flannery on Galesburg's Evening News. Kim Commando and Sports next on WGIL.